We've got to awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TagCast Podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TagCast Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans's CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays, to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests, and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TagCast Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Today's episode is brought to you by Diet Hepsi and 10 Calorie Hepsi. Get cured and sugared up with Hepsi Cola. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 422. It's Monday, and my name is Terry Guile. Glad you could be with us. Across the table is my co-host. His name is...
What's going on?
Not much. We're getting Monday started with some new Black Sabbath in the background.
Nice.
This song is called God is Dead.
What?
God is dead?
What?
Question mark? So I hope you guys all made it through the 420 weekend. We got our regular guest in the studio with us today.
He waited a long time to wonder about that. Ozzy did.
What? God about is whether, dead?
Yeah. He's like, huh, maybe I should ask that now.
Okay. Well, got a long intro here of musical niceness to let us talk
about. I think
over.
It does go for a while.
Oh, there he is.
Who's that?
It's Ozzy.
Do you think Sharon?
Oh man, who's that other guy?
Do you think Sharon wrote the lyrics?
That's Lance.
Oh.
Hey Lance, what's up?
I was in town, so I thought I'd swing in and catch up with you guys.
You're in the neighborhood mowing lawns.
Lucky slugs.
Mowing lawns. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I asked not too long ago on the Frank Zappa cast wall if people thought Frank Zappa mowed his own lawn. There's a lot of interesting answers. People were like,
"I doubt it."
Googling it and getting information about his driving record and why he didn't drive cars because thought it was a waste of time or something.
And some people said that he drove earlier because there was some documentation of him talking about driving to early mothers shows in the mid to early or 50. What shit. 66, 67. But I think after he got to a certain amount of popularity or money, he had drivers. And Gail did all of the driving and all the stuff.
Yeah.
And mowed the lawn. He probably made Dweezil mow the lawn. Dweezil! Mow the lawn. And he had that song, on Joe's Garage when it's fading out. And they call the cops on him for jamming in the garage. And the mom's all yelling, "He used to be a nice boy. He used to cut the grass."
Yeah, do you think he maybe you looked at him and said, "Why don't you be a nice boy and go and cut the grass?" And you told him like that.
You want to turn it out to be Joe and be in fucking a big green room full of record executives pluking you all day?
Or do you want to play guitar like me and then have your brother Ahmet sing for you?
Yeah.
Wildly.
How about this? Well, I'll have Steve Vai teach you at 12 and then you can be on my album when you're 14 and do a solo with Steve Vai.
Yeah.
That's the perks of being a Zappa, I guess.
Jeez.
Somebody posted a picture on there of an autograph of Steve Vai and Frank Zappa, I do believe.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. On, I don't know what it was.
It was just a weird piece of paper that had like a line.
It was like maybe
a napkin.
People used to carry autograph books.
Ah.
I used to have an autograph book.
I'm going to start bringing my old high school annuals.
Nice, dude. Yeah, read the shows a little bit of there.
And just have your new friend sign it.
But no, because I'm going to have famous rockers sign it or comedians.
I'm going to have... Oh, I thought you meant to this show to like
read from. Because this is how lame I am. Uh-huh. I got to looking at my old high school yearbook because my daughter had got him out and was making fun of me and my friends.
Well, because
the 80s.
She's getting hers soon. It's that time.
Yeah, so she's like, you had them. I want one. I was like, it's $50. You don't need one of those, but... So I opened it up, and we had people sign on the front page and the back page. But in the middle, there was a place that was like four empty pages that actually said autographs.
Yeah.
They're all blank still. So I'm just going to take that one and get all my autographs in my book.
You know, you should, dude.
That's a pretty good idea.
You know what would be even fun, though, is if you had them just sign it next to one of the random pictures in there like it was them.
Yeah.
Or one that looked really close to them.
Yeah, this looks kind of like Tom Araya.
Scratch it out right, Tom Araya.
Dude, I got a little thing here that goes right along with this. Oh. It's a list of people and their real names. And I was going to say the name and see if you guys could guess who the famous person is now.
Got this. No problem.
Okay, you're not doing it back. Really. You're not going to give the famous name and have us guess their real name.
No, okay, I'm going to give the real name. All right.
Some of these I know. Some of them I won't.
Yeah. All right. I'll start off a little bit easy. We'll go with... Robert Sylvester Kelly. Robert Sylvester Kelly.
I would guess Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that's who I was going to guess.
No.
Oh. I saw Frank Stallone on the Mario Brothers the other day.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Star power.
That's fucking weird.
R. Kelly.
Oh. He's a Stallone, huh? Robert Stallone.
Yeah, this says Sylvester. There's no L in it, but I used quick print, and sometimes that leaves out letters. How does the printer know?
Black people leave out that letter.
It's like autocorrect.
My name's Robert Sylvester Kelly.
All right, we'll go with Robin Rihanna Fenty. All right,
I'll give this one to Lance.
All right.
What do you think?
Could I have the question repeated again, sir?
Robin Rihanna Fenty.
I'll go with Robin Quivers.
Nope, it is Rihanna.
That's what I was going to say, Rihanna.
That was too obvious.
Yeah, that's why I gave it to you, because I was trying to be nice.
All right, here's one. Gordon Sumner.
Oh, I know that.
That is Sting, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what's odd about that?
Uh-huh.
There is a trucking company called Gordon Trucking.
Oh, yeah.
You know where they're based out of?
Sumner, Oregon.
Sumner, Washington.
Oh. Ooh, close.
So you got Gordon Trucking on their mud flaps. It says Gordon, Sumner, Oregon.
Nice.
I'm surprised Sting hasn't cease and desist ordered that.
Yeah, you guys can't do that. That's my name.
It's my old name.
All right, here's one for you, Terry, if you're into famous Terrys. Terry Jean Bullett.
Bullett?
Bullet.
Bullet?
B-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Oh, Boulet.
Well, it could be. Terry Jean Boulet. You've seen this guy before. You know him.
Terry Bradshaw.
Close.
I'm going with Robert Goulet.
No, but very close because this guy could be brothers of who did you say?
Terry Bradshaw.
He could be a brother of this guy, Hulk Hogan.
You're busted, by the way.
Oh, what?
Terry Jean Bollet. Bolletti.
It's not Hogan? No. He goes by Terry Hogan.
It's not Hulk?
Yeah, he does go by Terry Hogan sometimes, yeah.
So.
Terry Jean Bollet.
So Bolletti. His kids that are named Hogan is all farce.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking bullshit.
Well, unless it's, you know, I mean, all the Iron Sheik's kids, their last names are Sheik.
Well, as well they should be. If they weren't,
they're all metallic too.
If they weren't, I'd tell him to go fuck himself.
All right, here is one. Alicia Christian Foster.
I'll go with... let's let Lance do this one because I just did one.
Let's go with Jodie Foster.
That is correct.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, that's okay. Yeah, he did jump it. I would have been wrong anyway, so I'm glad you did.
All right, here is one. Mark Vincent.
Oh. Isn't that the singer of Morbid Angel's name?
David Vincent. Oh. Okay.
Gosh, I think I know it, but I can't.
Mark Vincent.
I don't have any idea.
Vincent.
Ooh, he's giving us a Vinny Vincent invasion.
Close.
I'm going to go Vincent Price.
Close. Vin Diesel.
Those aren't close. Those aren't even close.
I know.
Isn't he gay? Honestly,
He's a babysitter. I thought.
I actually heard that he was gay.
He might be.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumors that Joel McHale's gay, but he's been married for 17 years, so that must be his beard.
I heard Tosh is gay.
Who hasn't heard that? Okay. All right, here's an old school pinup girls type, Camille Javal.
My wife, Camille, handles the ticket money.
I just heard that the other day.
Eddie Murphy or Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Eddie Murphy does that about the ticket money. My son coming for me for money for the ticket for the concert.
Bridget Bardot.
Didn't know that one.
Wow. Dude, she's not looking so good these days.
But well, she's 70?
She used to look super good.
Yeah. All right. Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Ooh. That's probably Miley.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right. Yeah, yeah. There's a few more. I've saved some of the fun ones. Here we go. Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Whoa.
Walking Bottom?
Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Oh, Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin.
Okay, I thought you were thinking okay. Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Raffy?
Nope.
I'll go with Nelly, the rapper.
Whoa.
No, Joaquin Phoenix.
Really?
I thought that was too easy.
Walking Bottoms? So his brother's name was River Bottoms?
Yeah. I think so.
River Bottoms?
I think, yeah, that had to be, right?
And Sunshine Bottoms?
Well, it's Bottom.
Or Summer Bottoms.
They're not related to Roddy Bottoms.
How do you know? Speaking of gay people.
Maybe they are.
Gay keyboard player from Faith No More.
Yep. Here's a couple. I threw in three toughies here for the end. Georgios Panayiotou.
You don't even know how to pronounce that.
Panayiotou.
George Clooney.
Close.
No, it
is. Name right.
Oh, well, duh, because it was Giorgio.
Giorgios Panayiotou.
What's your guess for a George?
I'll go George Foreman. Of George Foreman.
That's close. You got the right first name. It's George Michael. Not the George Michael from Arrested Development.
Oh.
The one from Arrested for doing weird stuff in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Isir Danielovich.
Isir?
Isir.
How do you spell that?
Issur Danielovich.
Danielovich.
Isir Danielovich.
How about...
He would probably say, I am Isir Danielovich.
How about Yakov Smirnov?
No.
Oh.
I am Isir Danielovich.
Whoa. Sounds like a Russian dictator.
Close.
We'll go with Karl Marx.
A Spartacus Kirk Douglas.
What? Oh.
I am Isir Danielovich.
You were trying to say I am Spartacus.
Yeah.
I don't even know that.
And here's the last one for you guys. Carlos Rey.
Oh, I know that. Carlos Mencia.
No.
I'm going with Rachel Ray.
Chuck Norris.
All right.
It wasn't Rachel Ray?
No.
So Norris was so badass he couldn't use his own name?
Carlos Ray.
Fuck, is he Spanish?
That name's kind of not as...
Carlos Ray.
Yeah, if he was a flamenco guitar player, that would have been great. Yeah.
So let's try changing some of those jokes.
Yeah.
When Carlos Rey does a push-up, he doesn't push up. The earth pushes down, or whatever.
I like when you do the Carlos Rey version of the joke that you always end it with, or whatever.
That'd be a good catch line right there. It's like, when Carlos Rey's daughter got lost her virginity, he went and got it back, or whatever. Who the fuck's this Carlos Rey guy we're talking about here? Chuck Norris. Yeah.
I did have one more.
I keep seeing him on late night TV.
That's a new website coming up, by the way.
CarlosRay.com.
This guy should have kept his original name because it's just so great.
Okay.
Walter Willis.
What you talking about? Walter Willis.
Whoa.
It's an obvious one.
That was so loud.
That was a loud swallow. What are you drinking over there? Is that a bird?
Yeah. It might be a bird.
I don't know who Walter Willis is.
Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite.
You guys are thinking of the wrong one.
Willis.
Most famous. Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Willis, Ike Willis.
Close. No, you got the last name right.
That's fucking bullshit.
Bruce Willis.
Oh. His name was Walter?
Yep. Walter Willis.
He seems like a Walter.
I know. And that almost makes me think, what if Bruce Willis, now imagine this, Bruce Willis instead of Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad.
Whoa. Well, he's got the bald head. I don't think, I don't know.
I don't think Bruce Willis has the acting chops.
What?
Bryan Cranston. It would have been, would he have been more Die Hard in it, or would he have been more TV moonlighting in it? Yeah. Would he have brought his moonlighting flavor back like he would have been? Just walking down the street singing math and math.
I think it would have been more like, I don't know. It would be like if Kiefer Sutherland was Breaking Bad, dude.
Well,
now that it's Bryan Cranston, I don't think it can be anybody else ever.
Did you ever think Cybill Shepherd was hot?
I did, but I'm kind of old.
Maybe in Taxi Driver.
Yeah?
Oh.
I didn't even know she was in that.
You talking to me? You haven't seen that?
No, I'm familiar with
it. I haven't seen it either. I've
Robert
De Niro.
Oh, you guys, come on.
I'm more of a Pacino fan, I will say.
You watch Dog Day Afternoon?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I watched Serpico, too.
Serpico.
Dog Day Afternoon, fucking great movie, man.
Yeah.
Robbing the bank and that whole thing, man. Yep. That was, I mean, shit, you could put it up there with Heat, maybe even above Heat.
Man, I
don't know.
As far
as like
that's a good movie.
Gripping, like in one, well, Heat wasn't about one building. You
no,
know,
it
but
wasn't.
But Dog Day Afternoon kind of took place in that one building, right?
Right.
You know, was there a bank?
I think it was a bank. Yeah.
Yeah, they were robbing a bank.
It's been a long time since I watched it.
Me too. And but I went through that phase where I just watched those old early '80s and late '70s Pacino ones. But I never did that with De Niro, even though I do like De Niro.
He's got some clunkers in there, just like anybody.
And I like Scorsese too, but some of those movies. Didn't he do Once Upon a Time in America?
I don't remember. I'm not familiar
that
with
movie,
that.
Man. Some of them just take so long to get going. And that's another thing, and I just want to touch on this quickly because I don't want to hype it up
too much.
Four co-hosts involved. But the most impressive thing about Django Unchained.
What, did you watch it or you just...
It's not.
I'm saying that I watched it, but the greatest achievement to me is that he held my attention for every single minute of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Of the whole thing. It kept me entertained the whole time, and that's a big accomplishment because it takes a lot to keep me entertained for that.
I've heard nothing but good stuff from friends that I respect their opinions, and everybody says it's great. I saw you posted earlier that you think he might have outdone himself. I know you kind of scrambled to watch it because you thought that I watched it, but
and I kind of wanted to watch it, and I was wanting to be up to date if he did talk about it.
Any of you listeners are familiar with our previous episodes where we talked about when it came out in the theaters. We talked about the Django Unchained bong hit challenge, which I kind of wanted to do it on 420. It was available, but I didn't have enough material.
I tried, but I forgot after the first bong hit about it.
Oh, because you were so involved in the movie, huh?
Uh-huh.
You got to have someone poking you saying, he said nigger.
I was. I did see a drinking game posted about the movie.
The same thing with the N-word?
No, that wasn't even in there. Oh. But it had about a list of about 15 different things.
So you were telling me that you thought they only said the N-word once in the first 13 minutes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that would be a slow starter.
Mm-hmm.
You could really get into it and then take one bong hit, and then it's like...
Well, a lot of it is setting up, you know, I mean, who
the
he
story,
is.
The guy, the dentist, right?
Mm-hmm. The dentist and
Austrian
just the
dentist.
Whole... Yeah, and, you know, starts off... I'm pretty sure, like, chain gang scene, you know. I mean, it's in the middle of slavery times.
Yep.
And so, you know, and there was points in the movie that while you were immersed in it, I don't want to say it took you out because it wasn't like a jarring thing, but it was like just a reminder just in the dialogue. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're watching a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
You know, and, it, you know, that does. But it brought me to a question. Is Pulp Fiction old hat now?
It's old. It's coming up on 20 years next year.
Yeah.
which blows me away. Like we're
I don't even
about.
Know if I've seen it in full since I've seen it in the theaters, which I watched it, I think, literally over 10 times in the theater.
Really? I never saw it in the theaters. That'd be awesome. I know that they bring it back to some retro theater sometimes and do it for late night showing or whatever, but like the Bijou and stuff down here.
I saw it on accident.
Really?
We went to Salem Center to watch Ed Wood.
And it was sold out.
No, and the guy said, the theater that it's in is really crappy, and it's not sounding good today, blah, blah, blah.
You should go see Pulp Fiction.
And he said, do you guys want to see something else instead? And that was the movie that was playing around that time.
That's
like,
awesome.
You know, when you're looking, you're just looking what movie starts in the next 10 minutes or whatever, we're here.
So it's kind of fate.
Yeah, and then, you watch that, not even knowing... I don't even think I knew anything about it.
Out of all the movies, it could have been like Ernest Goes to the Army or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was that.
And I was huge into the movie-going experience at the time because I watched Natural Born Killers probably 6 or 7 times in the theater.
Wow. See, I never went to the theaters and saw movies multiple times.
Yeah.
So I was never... I went to the movies a lot, but I just wasn't...
This is when, you know, you're living in Lebanon, there's not much going on in the small town. But you're
talking to someone from Brownsville, all right? So
you're freshly like 17, 18. Your friend's got a car. You know,
let's go to the movies.
Yeah, let's go and watch a fucking killer movie again. Because you don't have it on demand. There's no internet. There's no stuff like that.
If Brownsville had a movie theater, oh my gosh,
they did back in the day, like in the
50s. When
they
were called they should just show moving pictures.
Yeah,
can you just show movies on the side of the Dairy Mart?
Good, I guess.
Or on the side of the car wash.
Well, you'd have to paint it white, I guess.
You could have people pull in the thing, and they could, you know, you could put attachments.
Hey, we could do...
So you could do the vacuum. You put the vacuum in your window, and that's where the sound comes out.
Yeah. We could probably do some blue screen stuff at the car wash. Since it's blue.
Nice.
We'll just do it in front of the car wash, and then we'll just superimpose whatever we want in the background. Now, we were talking about, you know, I probably saw it on VHS first because I didn't go to the movies to see Pulp Fiction, but I watch it at least 2 or 3 times a year. Just watched it a couple weeks ago. Now, have you heard of the pseudonym C.M. Talkington? Do you know who that is?
Now, Munch Talkington?
Don't know. Come Muncher. Yeah, that's right. I don't know how true it is, but I heard a story that C.M. Talkington is a pen name for Quentin Tarantino for his first script that he wrote called Love in a 45. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Now, I'll probably have to look that up to make sure that I'm correct, but that's what I heard. And when you watch it, it's pretty much a different twist on, like, True Romance about these people that, like, it's a couple, and there's a lot of good Quentin dialogue. I'm pretty sure that that's true, but just wondered if you guys had heard of that movie. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
Cool. Where do you put, man, this is a tough question because I prefer, I think, the first 3 Tarantino movies above beyond anything he's done since. If you don't count, I'm not discussing Django.
So you're talking
Django Reinhardted.
So you're talking about
True Romance, Reservoir Dogs, and Pulp Fiction above Jackie Brown, Kill Bill
1 and 2,
Duology,
and Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards. Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying...
I wasn't a huge fan of that. I need to watch it again.
Yeah, I'll watch it again, especially after seeing the same actor in this piece. But I think those 3, I don't think he's achieved a sense. I think Jackie Brown was interesting, just in the players that were involved, in the roles that he gave them.
The story was pretty good, too.
Right? Yeah, and I like the different time... coming from different areas when they're looking at the same scene.
I haven't seen it in a long time. It probably would benefit from seeing it again. And just it's always an homage to a certain style that he has down that he can pull off.
For sure.
You know, and this, it makes me want to go back and watch some of those other Django movies.
Are there other Django movies?
Tons.
And they're all about the same story or what?
They're all about Django and Spaghetti Western.
Oh, see, I didn't know who Django was.
I looked on Amazon. There's like a ton of them. It's like Django Unleashed, I think, was one of them. Django.
Just plain Django. I just saw when I was looking for something on YouTube. Full movie, Django.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? Oh, wait, different one.
It's old.
It's only 139 minutes.
You know how sometimes you talk about you don't like critics of movies? Yeah. You don't trust them?
Yeah, sometimes. Well,
I say... You know, you just got to find the one that's right for you.
Yeah.
So as I was rolling through this book from 1995, I saw a thing on Movie Critics that was actually talking about that. This is probably where I got the nonsense knowledge. But here's some of the ones and what they... this here, it's the skinny on the critics.
Okay.
So you
even
know,
the fat ones like Roger Ebert?
That one's not in here. But you know Joe Siegel.
Is this the page number on the back or is that the name of the book? 666?
That's the page number.
Fucking oh, whoa.
I know.
Laminate that.
Yeah. There's only a couple in here that I actually recognize, so I'll
Rex Reed.
Nope. Joel Siegel from Good Morning America at the time.
Okay, he's an idiot.
You don't like his critiques on movies? You don't really agree
well,
with him?
Well, sometimes he likes movies. I don't read a lot of movie reviews, but from the ones he's done, well, they usually come up like on the commercials.
It's a blurb.
Yeah, like...
It's a blurb.
Joel Siegel says, this is awesome!
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Meet the Blurb Writers.
Oh, that should be a movie. Meet the Blurbs.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't really know?
Well...
Says, call him an optimist, but he loves almost everything. If you're going to the theater based on his blurb, you're asking for it.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I always see. Joel Siegel rants that this is the best movie since the last one he reviewed.
Yeah. Best movie of the year, all time. In
the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the best movie I've seen today.
Yeah, yeah, Michael Medved. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
I know the name.
Do not know the name.
New York Post.
And it seems like a lot of these popular critics, they always want to give the blockbusters good ratings. Mm-hmm. Not always, but, you know. Like, what would you think Joel Siegel would have said about Oblivion, the number one movie of the weekend?
Oh, he would have said it's full of excitement and everybody should go and see it.
He wouldn't say, I think it had a weak plot line and the dialogue kind of suffered a little bit.
I don't think he ever said that.
Kept me guessing till the end, but I still kind of knew what was going to happen.
And Tom Cruise is a
douchebag. Did you go and see that movie?
No, I was reading what a friend... That's funny, it kind of sounded like... No, my friend Derek from Eugene, he...
Oh, how's Derek doing?
It's a different Derek.
Sorry.
Derek Zane. He's doing pretty good. He's in Zane.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually better a friend of my wife's, but I consider him my friend. I met him a couple times. Anyway, he said he went and saw it. Despite what everybody says, he's like, everybody was telling me that it had a weak plot line and the dialogue was poor. He goes, but I enjoyed it, and it kept me guessing until the end. But I'm kind of anti-Tom Cruise.
I'm not a big fan.
I saw him on Jimmy Fallon. He cracked 2 eggs on his head.
Why?
It's the egg roulette game that they play.
Oh, okay.
They get you get
2 hard-boiled eggs.
No, you get a dozen eggs, and then 4 of them are raw and 8 are hard-boiled, and then you take turns, and whoever gets 2 raw ones smacked on their head first
loses.
Yeah, and it was the first 2. He like, bam, first one, yo.
That was a setup.
And then. No, you even checked them afterwards. You get to pick your own egg.
They're like, Tom Cruise, the yolk's
yep.
on you.
And Fallon, hard-boiled. And then Cruise grabbed a second one. Bam! It was the quickest one of those I've seen.
Ah.
He always does it with some funky star, so like that.
That's cool. He does a lot of funny, weird little games and like...
He has lately, you know. Or
I've noticed
like
sometimes when I watch, he'll bring people off from the audience and they'll have like a little game show.
Yeah.
Where one person will win something.
And then there's the little scene he did in Tropic Thunder or whatever. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. That was about the only movie I really enjoyed that he's been in lately.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, that's the only movie he's been in lately, isn't it?
Well, I know, but I mean over the last 10 years.
Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah, and all those other...
It's always just such a huge blockbuster.
I actually went and saw that at the theater.
Oh, no.
What about...
That's right.
So, Michael Medved of the New York Post, if you see him saying he likes the movie... he's an author of a conservative indictment of movie sex and violence. He favors family-style entertainment. Trust him when you're taking the kids.
Oh, okay.
If you like, here's Gene Shalit. You know Shalit.
I like
he looks funny.
Yep.
He looks kind of like
he's
Avery
not,
Shriver.
This is 95, so remember, he's not blurbed as much as he used to be, which means he's become more critical of big films. Beware, however, occasionally he still gets carried away with his raves. So what I'm learning from this is that the less you see someone blurbed, probably the less they're inclined to just give any old movie.
Yeah, because they're going to want to put the good reviews on the commercial.
Yeah.
Gene Shalit raves, this movie is a bomb.
Yeah. maybe
Wait,
you might...
the bomb. I mean...
Gene Shalit says, don't watch this movie.
this is a waste of your time and a loss of your $9.
Yeah.
Or however much it was back then, probably $6.5.
You might be interested in Kenneth Turin, who is pretty cynical, but when he praises a movie, he means it. Huh. Or Terrence Rafferty from The New Yorker, who he's Hollywood's most demanding critic. If he likes a major studio film, it's probably good, but he's much less discriminating to art house flicks.
Huh.
All right.
Well, I like art house flicks, kind of.
Yeah, so he's less discriminating on those, but the big blockbusters, you know, he's more like, you know, it has to be an enjoyable ride. It just can't be money spent to just fucking jerk off an audience.
Yeah, which is what I always try to do.
Yeah.
I tried to do that at one of my comedy shows once time. I tried How'd to jerk off the whole audience, and it was weird. Some of them were girls.
Were there only two people in there?
No, it didn't work. One at a time. I was like, no, I couldn't jerk off the girls. So I just jerked off on them.
No.
Hey, speaking of comedy, it was the big Bridgetown Comedy Festival this weekend.
Yeah, it was.
Up in Portland, and I'm sad that I missed it. I didn't go to any of the shows I wasn't involved in. I didn't even submit this year. And this was the year I was supposed to take comedy by the balls.
It's not over, though.
No, I'm still going to take it by the balls. But if I would have really had it by the balls right now, I would have been up there this weekend. And I would have been... I don't know. I would have put my video in, and I would have got denied legitimately rather than just thinking, man, I could have made it in, or maybe I didn't.
Well.
But, you know, you need those things. I need those things to kick me in the ass to keep me going.
Slide your hand off that one ball and put it over on the two balls.
Exactly. I'm going to grab both balls. but anyway, I'd like to mention real quick the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing is done. The last show was actually the guy that I thought was going to win, Dan Paul Schaefer, because he's a favorite around here. He's from Albany, actually. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him around here. He was from Billings, Montana originally and started a comedy troupe back there.
Dave Letterman?
No. Terry David Letterman. Yeah. And then he moved out here
and he
won the 2011 Brick Wall Comedy Competition, $500 in 2011.
Oh, so he's sandbagging the area.
Basically, yeah. But Todd Armstrong came in second. He was a runner up only by 7 votes. He missed it. So I was wishing that Todd would win. He's a very Armstrong comedian. He's a strong comedian. Will Woodruff finished 4th.
Oh,
yeah. Just off the podium.
And he said it was a sting. I saw a post that said, I haven't felt like this in a long time. You know, like a negative kind of thing. But, you know, he still got $250 and like $500 worth of prizes.
Everybody but one person is going to feel like that way in a competition. So you're kind of setting yourself up for that, right?
Right. And then there was a 20-year-old from the U of O, Stephen Kirby. Who actually placed 3rd. He was so young, he couldn't even hang out in the bar. He had to wait in the little kid's room there and then just go up and do a set. But I thought that was pretty cool, a young comedian placing that high.
Yeah. We've talked about starting a charity that gives microphones to young kids.
For comedy?
For comedians.
Yeah. We just buy them notebooks.
Hey, there you go. Right? Yeah.
Notebooks.
We can get those on sale like in a few months. It'll be like 10 for a buck.
Yeah, for sure. So congratulations to Albany resident Dan Paul Schaefer.
Oh, Albany resident? Yeah, why hasn't he been on the show?
I don't know. Maybe we'll call him and have him come on the podcast.
Could we have him on the podcast without me making cracks about his name the whole time?
I'd be David Letterman and you'd be Paul Schaefer.
You guys could make up those weird little songs. We got Paul Schaefer.
Letters. We get letters. We get stacks and stacks of letters.
Letters.
No, but he'd probably come on the show.
Celebrity mail.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Celebrity death.
And then when we get to go to Portland, maybe we'll have Todd and Will on the show, and we'll have all the runners up on the show as well. And then it will be awesome.
You could have Todd, Will.
Todd Armstrong Letterman.
This is okay. I'm going to go Todd to Will. Okay. So you got Todd.
Twill.
To Todd Bridges to Willis.
To Will Bridges.
Ah. Right there. I did it in 4 moves.
Bridge
four degrees of what you talking about, Willis.
Can you get Dana Plato in there at all? Or?
She's dead.
Yeah, she's planking.
She's permanently planked.
Yep.
You know,
the eternal plank.
Speaking of eternally planking, do you guys know if Betty Page is still alive or is she dead? The pinup
her pinups live on.
Because when you mentioned Bridget Bardot in our segment earlier about people's real names, when you said she was a pinup girl, I was almost going to say, what's her name here?
Betty White, pinup girl.
Betty Page. Well,
Let's think. Wasn't she like 20 or
Well, I was just asking because today's her birthday. 50s. Today's her birthday, Monday, and I just didn't know if she was still alive. If she was,
I don't know.
She would be 90 today.
I know that it is weird. And almost, you know how sometimes you're just drawn to things just by random things. Like, her last name is Page, and she got printed on quite a few of them.
Yeah, she was a real Page Turner. So, yeah, she'd be 90 today if she's alive. Anybody know that? Check it out. I'd like to see a picture of Betty Page today.
Betty Page or Betty Boop.
Betty Boop never gets old, though.
That's true.
What do you mean? She never ages, or do you mean she never gets old to you personally?
She never ages, and she never gets old to me. Also, I watched a movie last night and had this guy in it, Jack Nicholson. Happy birthday to Jack Nicholson.
What are you talking about?
How old do you think Jack is today?
Oh, Jesus.
He's got to be getting old. Wendy, you didn't let me finish.
What was that, 78?
That was 80.
Okay, that's what my first guess.
And he was probably 40,
No.
I'll go 76.
He was probably 36 at that point. So 36 and 80. Then you got 50, 44, 69.
Wow. Well, he wins. 76. Did he look? No, you can't see that far.
Are you serious? 76?
I'm just good like that.
And you know who else is 76 today? Also named Jack and also did music for several of Jack's movies, including One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Let me guess.
And, the one I watched last night called The Crossing Guard from the 90s. His name is Jack. He's also 76 today.
Mr. Knopf.
Nitsche. I don't even
Jack
know how to
say Knopf.
Nitsche's. Jack Knopf.
Oh, that took a second for that to kick in.
Jack Nitsche.
Oh.
It's Nitsche or something. Nitsche. Anyway, he's a musical composer. Also, I didn't know that him and Jack Nicholson had the same birthday, like down to the day and the year. Born on the same day.
I know the guy who did the soundtrack to Star Wars, John Williams.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We used to work with him at Discovery.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. He liked to wear these mesh shirts with all his chest hair sticking out.
He must have got dicked on his royalties then if he's working at Discovery.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd figure a guy wouldn't be eating out of the vending machine.
So that's all of our celebrity birthdays, and they were minor. Jack Nicholson's a major celeb, but I don't know. I don't really care.
He used to be my favorite actor.
Me too.
When I was in high school. Now I don't know who I would put up there.
Yeah, then you saw that movie about the wolf.
Never Cry Wolf, yeah.
No, just it was
who
called
was
Wolf. I don't know. Jack Nicholson was in Wolf, and he turned into a wolf.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to... I was going to go with Benicio Del Toro there for a second.
Ah.
Yeah, but I kind of lost him when he went for the Two Jakes or whatever, and he started getting into those things.
Dude, that was in
the
70s, man.
Two Jakes?
Wasn't it?
He was probably
right around Chinatown. Yeah. That was before Shining.
Well, he
stuff.
Had a part two to that, though.
Oh, Two Jakes, part two Jakes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was it was called something else, but it was basically the part two, and it came out in like maybe like 92.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. Didn't know about that. All right, well, I'll check it out. Also today, friend's birthday, drummer from Spawn, Wayne, our neighbor, Wayne Neighbor.
Newton.
Wayne Neighbor.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Neighbor. It's not Wayne Newton.
Did you see that?
Well, if he had some fig Newtons, they would be his Newtons, wouldn't they?
I saw that they posted a song, but I didn't get to click on it. Did you watch
it? It's pretty cool, yeah.
Right on. Spawn getting ready to do some shit.
Yeah. It's pretty much a no fail.
Yep, no fails with Spawn people.
Phil doing his... spider walking all over the neck.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Banging his head. And it's there'd be no way I could play that bass.
Really? Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I wish they weren't playing in band. I wish they'd come play at the Dixie or something.
And
before.
Tony sings a little bit like he does the alligator part. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that an alligator?
Well, I thought it was. I thought the other one was the bear and that's the alligator.
Okay.
Alligator's more like...
What goes... He's the Glenn Benton. Or what do you call it? What animal goes?
Human baby.
Yeah.
A human baby?
Yep.
I've never heard a human baby do that.
You got to distort their voice.
How about a possible wife if you haven't done your chores or you're too slothy?
Oh, or the mom when you forgot to take the garbage out? Yep.
Or you came home too late smelling a pot?
Yeah, that's what Hans always does.
What's Hans's baby?
Hans didn't give us anything on Tumblr today because he's slacking, I guess you'd say.
I looked all last night, like every hour.
Thanks, Hans.
He probably has a prior commitment.
Like what? He might be working on Sunday.
He does work on Sunday.
Every Sunday?
He might be watching a Mark Vincent movie.
Dude, you're working on a Sunday?
That's not Sunday fun day.
That's not
Oh,
metal.
Did you tell Hans that we booked him for June 2nd to come in the studio and be a guest?
Sounds like you're telling him now.
Yep.
Sometimes we do a little segment where we just talk directly to Hans. Hey, Hans, we know
What's
that you're
on,
listening and you're going to be on our show. It'll probably be on the... It'll probably air on the 4th of June.
Yeah, I'm looking at your shirt, and that reminds me that Hans never told me whether or not he listened to some Hacksaw to the Throat. What's up, Hans? Did you ever check those guys out? Because I think you dig them.
And if you don't, I will take one to yours.
Yeah, because, I mean...
I'll take a Hacksaw
Yeah,
first, so.
I don't think a lot of people are listening to them.
No?
Well, I
They're
mean...
They're
not like... Yeah.
Not
I
a
mean,
lot of
other than
that.
Locally... You know,
locally in their area,
locally in their area or where they may have been to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't have a mainstream worldwide.
Well, probably not, because the album kind of their pinnacle album came out like after they'd already broke up. Everybody
yeah.
kind of had to go to different colleges.
Yeah.
Stuff,
they don't so. Play anymore. I guess that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, yeah. they're not still out there active and acquiring fans on the road.
I would hope those guys would get back together.
After those guys, man, yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
There's Check them out, Hans.
One of my favorite bands of that kind of heaviness.
Yeah.
You know, that of that heavy, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I know.
You know.
I know.
So, yeah, Hans is, again, listening to a band I've never heard. I've probably heard of them. At least I know I've heard this word, even though it's weird. Hans is listening to Catatonia today with a K. Catatonia.
Mm-hmm.
Brave Murder Day is the name of the album. So,
wow.
Hans, what's up, buddy? Why do you always have to listen to bands I've never heard of? I'm listening to MOD, Surfing MOD on a cassette, and you're listening to Catatonia.
Oh, nice.
Dude, I haven't heard that in so long, and like I found the cassette the other day, and I listened to it, and it's so corny.
Oh, it's so funny.
I don't think you and Pat used to like brag it up and like talk about Oofus or whatever his name was.
And keep my beach tidy.
Yeah, you guys would like quote
Oofus
it and stuff.
Lupus?
And I didn't know it because I don't know why. I missed that album somehow. And so I'd gotten it later and the cassette's been sitting in my box for years, 20 years probably. And I don't know. It's just weird. It's like a beach party movie soundtrack.
Yeah, with some songs in there.
And they sing Surfing USA.
And Color Me With
Yeah, they do Surfing MOD, and like, I don't know. It's just weird. Everybody's going surfing.
Surfing USA.
I heard there's a party in the hills.
Yeah, they're party on the beach.
Let's crash the party.
They're basically making fun of all the dweebs in their area, I believe. But just, I don't know. I didn't know what to think of it. I still don't know what to think of it.
Is Annette Funicello in their area? She was a blank. She was playing some early games. She's probably pretty promiscuous on the beach, don't you think?
She's currently planking.
Yes.
She is doing the eternal plank.
She's freshly planking.
Yeah.
But yeah, she has.
Do you think she was promiscuous back then?
Yes, I do.
Isn't yeah? Hasn't everyone probably always been promiscuous?
Well, that's the family.
She had boobs that got bigger as the Mickey yeah. Mouse Club went along. Like, you could notice that the A and the T and the E were getting more
on the side. That was a heavily oppressed time in America, though, when she was popular, you know? I mean, wasn't it?
I don't know. I wasn't around back then.
60s? Was it early 60s?
I was watching it on syndication repeats in the 70s.
Yeah. All right.
Which makes me a loser.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little kid.
Well, they didn't show a lot of skin on those shows, did they?
No, just at the beach parties. But
those weird, gross bikinis.
They'd wear, like,
those
one pieces a lot.
Pantaloons
and then,
or whatever.
Yeah, or they'd have the, like, mom bikinis that came, like, past their belly button.
Looks like they got a load in the ass.
And then they had some frill along the bottom kind of to cover up if their ass cheek was hanging out.
Or if their mountain of bush was hanging out.
Boy, mountains of bush back then. That was just something. I don't know.
Yeah, break out your merkin.
Merkin?
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what a merkin is?
No.
Ah. A merkin, you know?
Oh, of course I do.
Okay. That's when girls used to shave because they would get crabs and stuff. And then they wanted to look presentable when they were working the whorehouse. And so they had these patches of hair that they just put on like a wig.
Oh, a little pussy toupee?
Yeah.
What if it fell off during what would be like one of those, like when your toupee falls off, yeah. You're like, oh, no.
Or like a big gust of wind. They're like, man, I'm hot. We've been fucking for a long time. And open the window and a big gust of wind blows her merkin off.
Or it ends up being just an animal attached
she's
by
like,
claws.
Oh, you blew my merkin off. It's actually a beaver inside the beaver with just the hair sticking out.
And it makes me think of my favorite song, Fox and Merkin. The old Fox and Firkin Corvallis Club.
You've jingle. Talked about that song before, but I don't recall
it. Yeah, Fox and Firkin. Yeah, it was just funny. And then almost immediately after I watched that, saw that fact, because I was looking at the history of pubic hair.
Whoa. That's
and
weird.
And just like, you know.
Why?
Where it was just one of those like on Slate or something, you know, where it's like, check out this random 10 things, blah, 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 12 things, blah, blah, blah. And then that was one of them. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
It was 12 things of
there
pubic hair?
There was 12 things?
No, I was just like talked was... about how, like, in ancient China times, how, you know, it was all, you got to grow it out or whatever. And then where the shaving came in. And then they talked about that crabs thing. And then people were wearing merkins. And
did it go up to, like, current times now?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they talk about the emo flip for when you grow it out and straighten it?
Never seen that, but would you just use the natural juices? Like just go?
No, you got to use one of those. It's a thing I've been trying to invent. It's a pubic hair straightener. That way, if you're going to grow it out, you got
straighteners, don't they?
Yeah, but they're too big, and you always burn yourself. Take it from me. So, because I know. No, if you just straighten it out, then you could, like, do a faux hawk, or you could part it on the side.
A nice faux hawk, that'd be great.
Could you imagine someone with really straight pubic hair? Really long, straight pubic hair, just hanging down like a beard?
I barely can.
I don't know. I've seen even weirder, though, are those guys with the enormous balls. Have you ever seen those? Mm. That look like sit on them? They're so big.
Oh, I've seen that on South Park only.
Ouch, my balls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they're bouncing around on them.
Yeah.
No, there's actually, like, it's like in India or something. I saw.
Oh, they get elephantitis of the testicles?
Yeah, and then they pretty much just have to sit on them, like on the South Park thing, because they're so big. I mean, they actually
lift you up off of whatever you're actually sitting on.
Yeah.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Yeah, and that, you know, just think of that uncomfortableness. Hey, I mean,
do you want to sit in this chair? No, I'll just sit on my balls.
Yeah.
I don't need a pillow.
Have you ever accidentally sat on one of your balls?
Yes.
Now, that's not even fun. So if you're, like, sitting on them, just on them. Yeah. You're usually like, oh, you're right up off of them. Maybe when they get all big and swelled like that, they have less.
Maybe, or
knot.
You just, like, be used
maybe they're
to
numb.
I think he was somebody that did a lot of meditation.
Oh,
and so that was the thing. He didn't really move very much. He just sat and meditated all day. Maybe that was he had to meditate the pain away.
He was really on the ball.
You think if wouldn't you want to just pop him
like a zit or with a needle or something?
Oh, just with a nail,
like a balloon.
Just with something, just like
they
you just
don't
wanna,
pop.
You just, I know, but they'd be so big at that point. It'd be like they'd have to, wouldn't they?
I would go to the doctor, probably.
Or would you just...
No,
wouldn't you
it.
Just, like, tie...
I just sit on them.
I just tie them off, honestly, right?
Oh, with a rubber band?
Yeah. I mean, because they're in pain probably all the time anyway, so is it really going to be that much? And then you'll have a nice sutured wound.
But that begs the question, how could you score more with the ladies with huge balls or no balls?
You could do more stuff,
you could have implants done after that,
like,
though.
Stuff that people wouldn't think you'd do, like, dude, he fucking smoked a bowl right in front of a cop. He has huge balls.
Yeah.
Dude, you have huge balls. I know, I'm lining up right in front of that cop. No, really, look, your balls, they're huge. Please put them away.
I wonder if, since you have huge balls, you would be inclined to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's the pressure.
Like those Indian people that just sit around on their balls, they're like, fuck. My wife was right there, and I just drank something out of a cup and left it on the table.
Whoa.
I didn't even take it back to the kitchen.
That's a major offense.
Do you think,
huge balls.
Do you think his friends always yell at him, ball trick? It was a ball trick.
Do the bouncy thing.
Yeah. Bouncing
boing,
your balls.
Boing, boing. How in the hell did we talk about balls for 10 minutes?
I don't know. We didn't even get to what was in your vinyl box.
Oh, we did. Yeah. You, the cassettes.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right.
So, did yeah, we're done with that. No? What's Lance been listening to?
Let's see.
A-Track.
Oh.
No, anything. Just the last thing you heard in your ear holes that was by your choice.
Let's see. I had the Subhumans in again, so that's no fun, because that was like 2 weeks ago.
In your car, maybe? What do you got?
Yeah, but let's see. I did listen to one of my old favorites that's kind of a like System of a Down kind of thing, but they're called Bad Acid Trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of those guys.
Enjoyable listen. They do that.
And then they go goofy. Yeah. I think there's a couple songs on a compilation that I have.
They sing about... Got no girl, and that's no fun. Dig up some parts and make me one.
All right.
Which is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, Hans, have you ever heard Bad Acid Trip? Check them out.
What's your take, Lance, on that new Strokes album, The Comeback?
Oh, jeez.
He, by the way, outed you and told everyone in the fucking podcast land that you bought it.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, I like the Strokes. Yeah, I like their first album.
I like some of their older stuff, and I had a couple extra bucks swirling.
Yeah. I would have probably picked it up on an impulse buy and checked it out, but...
It's terrible. It sounds like bad 80s. Like,
it's
and
terrible.
I can't even imagine like when you listen to it, because me and Dustin tried to listen to it together, and it just made us feel weird, so we took it out. I couldn't even imagine if you'd listen to it with like a girl.
So you got to listen to it by yourself?
No, you kind of thought the packaging was kind of cool.
Yeah, the packaging was cool.
I thought the package was minimalistic, like there wasn't enough. And this is like coming from a fan of like your guys' old, you know, you guys would cram as much...
crap
as you guys could onto an album
crap.
Yeah, well, just drawings and doodles and made it fun and made it cool, you know, and but that one is artistic, but it's not something that I would be happy to have been excited to purchase as a CD form, because you know you're excited to get all the media with
a lot
it,
of
you know?
Blank pages.
You might as well just download the digital copy if they're going to give you a red 8-page booklet of just red pages.
And 5 silhouettes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even fun.
They didn't even put, like, who mastered it or anything like that on there. There's no credits
no
in there at all.
No technical information. Huh?
Nothing. Not
wonder,
even a track list.
Wonder why.
Because they're artists, apparently.
Oh. If you want to know what the songs
but
are,
it
you...
looked like a deluxe package was the thing.
Because it was thick book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just they're trying
just
to...
Just the whole layout was all nice, but...
What they did is they stroked you.
Nothing.
And then just bailed on it. That's why they called the strokes. Yep, you just got stroked. You just got stroked.
But I understand if they're just putting an EP out and this is it.
Oh, is that what it is? An EP?
I don't know. I don't think so. If it was, I would be more accepting of it. You know, sure. You're anybody's able to, you know, experiment with their sound. I'm not for like saying a band has to sound the same all the time. You know, so you know, I struggle with that part of it. Yeah, it sucks, but should I judge them just because they took a chance to take a sound, even, I don't know, what the Strokes meet LMFAO?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to go with the metal guy in me is don't give them a chance.
I already did.
They fucked it up.
Somebody, Pat or someone, used to like them back when they first came out,
yeah,
I think,
I
a little
did.
Bit. Yeah,
I like some of their older stuff.
And I never really got it, I guess, or something. And then, like, the White Stripes came out and stuff. And
bam, and then just
I kinda
overshadowed.
Got yeah, and I was like, well, I get this. And then I tried to get the Strokes again, and I just
I pushed the
did.
Strokes on people until the White Stripes came out. And then I just, you know, I was like, all right. I spent that time because... Between when the Strokes came out and I bought that, there was like 2-3 months before the White Stripes really hit. And, you know, that was the only good album that I listened to at that time. I just burnt it out probably, just listening to that over and over. And then White Stripes came out and they had like 4 albums that you could discover. I love that when you discover a band.
And they've already got a bunch of shit out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Lance, give me 30 seconds on your shirt. Going now.
Oh, this old thing I just threw on, it's by a little-known punk artist, performance artist you may have heard, called Gigi Allen.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. It's It's got a couple upside down crosses on it, and on the back it says in huge letters, "I am your enemy." So it's not really, you don't really want to wear it to the grocery store because you might offend.
Uh-huh.
But I recently just re-G.G. Allen'd, and I'm all reared up and fired up and got pooped all over myself about it again. So
that's the way to do it when you're listening to him.
And I bought this from some metal dude for $5 like 5 years ago.
Wow. That's a great deal. And now you can get one at like CD World.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like weird. My friend from We Have Guns, the drummer, actually, they did an unplugged show there, and he was really stoked to find a G.G. Allen shirt there and buy it. So
nice.
Go on down to CD World and buy yourself a G.G. Allen shirt.
Are you a big...
I'm big, dude.
LL Cool J fan?
Nope.
How about a big Brad Paisley fan?
Oh. Nope.
Have you heard of their new song that they did together?
Accidentally Racist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it. And I saw him making fun of it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert made fun of it. He, him and Alan Cummings, you know that guy?
I kind of, yeah, from the show.
No, Alan Cummings.
Isn't he on that show?
Well, he was at night.
He's not on there regularly?
No, he's an actor.
Okay, I kind of, he's played, British, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and he's gay, but him and Stephen Colbert did a song in the very same style called Oopsie Daisy Homophobe. And he's like, when I said that God hates fags, all I meant to say was, I'm a Skinnerd fan.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And then he said something, if you don't judge me on my parades, I forget what you said about monkeys and AIDS.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear the original one, but I saw Jason Sudeikis and that one black guy from Saturday Night Live, Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, I heard like a portion of the song, dude, and it is abysmal.
Abysmal?
And as the Stephen Colbert joke went, it has brought everyone of all kinds together to say that song sucks.
Yeah, and they're still racist.
I don't even...
Dude, what was LL thinking? He actually said, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget about the iron chains.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so Stephen Colbert said, that's a pretty good deal. He'll forget 250 years
of oppression.
Of oppression and slavery if you accept his taste in accessories.
Yes. Like, have you heard of the rapper Riff Raff?
No, but
that guy's an idiot.
Is it that guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, I think I have.
He's an MTV. He's got like a weird little beard. Yeah. He's got like one of those line beards, but it's got like a little in it. He was on Ridiculousness, which I watch because I like that show, but he's got all these accessories, as you would call them, like big rings with lots of diamonds. He's like, this ain't no middle of the mall shit. You don't get this shit in the middle of the mall. See, this is a custom-made fucking ring right here. It says Riff Raff or whatever. You know, it's just diamonds, bling, and shit, you know? And he's not even black. He's white.
Huh.
I won't judge him for his bling-blang if he doesn't judge me for calling him a fucking fag.
Remember?
He's not a gay person. He's just a fag.
I think Riff Raff was a ripoff of Heathcliff. He was another cartoon character.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was a little bit scroungier, wasn't he?
I thought you meant the actual rapper.
He was a little bit more teen than Felix. Felix was the adult, and then you had a Riff Raff. He was always causing a little bit more trouble. But Heathcliff, he just liked to eat.
And Garfield, too. He liked to eat.
He did, too, and torture Odie.
Yeah. Garfield was like the Metallica. Though,
and John.
Of that genre.
Isn't that guy's last name Armstrong?
John
Davis. John Davis.
But the character's last name.
I don't know. Do they ever say his last name in the character? Probably. Even if they don't, it would have been established at some point for hardcore nerd fans who
I don't know.
Know the last name of everybody.
Did you guys ever watch that Garfield the movie?
Nope.
I actually did.
Was it good?
I don't know.
Did you pay to see it?
No, I did not.
All right, then.
We could have a new segment
that
says,
Murray was the voice.
What have you done this week that brought your metal points down? What was your metal points down moment of the week? I can't even think of one, but I'm sure I had one. I wasn't watching Garfield. My metal points down of the week would have been probably
doing something heartfelt with my godson. You know, like saying, I love you, little buddy. You're my best friend. Thanks for coming and staying with us. Or something stupid. Metal points down.
All right, I'll throw mine out. I actually listened to some Rufus Wainwright.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but I know the name. And I know Rufus Wainwright III. Is that the same guy?
I don't know. I just want him to talk now.
Oh, okay.
I watched an episode. I watched an episode of Wife Swap this week.
Oh, was it when the really like well kept housekeeper lady went to the hippie mom's family's house, and was that the one that you watched?
That's everyone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw a clip on.
No, it wasn't.
Here's
that
my
one.
Other metal points down. I was watching The Soup the other day.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, that show rocks, man.
And they were talking about that show, and they said the season premiere of Wife Swap came out, and there's one chick went to the other house, and she was like really strict and everything, and this other mom was the hippie mom, and
they always put them in contrasting
opposites.
Situations.
Yeah.
This one was a family, Italian family, who liked to eat pizza and pasta, and all the kids lived at home.
Isn't that every Italian?
And they were just
family?
All big, and it was they brought in a mom who was all about being fit.
Oh.
Just all about calling them fat all the time.
Chaos ensues.
Is that
and
what
so,
keeps you
so
fit
the other
by
mom
calling you
went
fat?
To, yeah, I don't know.
That's fucking bullshit.
And she keeps going, you don't get to be this size without... And she all made them weigh themselves.
You didn't
like,
finish.
Oh, look on the chart. Oh, you don't get to be this size by eating healthy. And they're like, we're healthy for Italians. This is Italian healthy.
Jeez, I'm surprised they didn't put a hit out on her.
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Calling up Guido, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. They were like, we're healthy. And then they got on the scale. They're like 5'10 and 350 pounds.
Jeez.
And they're like, and then she's all, they're way over on the morbidly obese chart. And
yeah.
It's like, it was like an awakening to them. Like, that was the first time they
wow,
like,
we really are fat.
Yeah. And so I
thought we were just healthy.
So it was a heartfelt.
Metal points down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's funny because some people think when you say, like, some people will see a fat person or a person with a lot of girth and say, man, that's a healthy boy right there. And they'll think, yeah, healthy means big.
Yeah.
No, I've been eating healthy.
I've been eating big.
I've been eating a lot and getting healthy.
Yeah.
Fat.
I bought two things of cereal the other day and forgot to buy milk.
Did you just eat it with Jaeger?
I have been, but so I did look at my last milk, which was, this was on 420, and it said April 13th.
Go for it.
Did you smell it?
Go I for smelt it. I tasted it. And I had some cereal.
Awesome. That's just a guideline is all it is. If
yeah.
your refrigerator is kept cold and you haven't opened the milk a lot.
Oh, it was brand new because I used it for fucking mashed potatoes once. And
well, there
it.
You go. There's enough around it to just absorb whatever.
Which is even funnier because when I went to buy that milk for the mashed potatoes, I never bought any butter.
So do you like go to the store and then buy shampoo but not conditioner? Or
no, I usually buy those together.
Pert Plus.
But they're right next to each other.
You go with Pert Plus?
No, I go with Tracy May, actually.
Ooh. So do you go and buy...
Hot chicks use that, don't they?
You go
it's
buy,
good for your hair.
You go buy corn dogs and no mustard? Oh, wait, you hate mustard.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Do
you said the M word.
Do you go to the store and buy chips with no dip?
The other day I bought dip for the first time, and I'll tell you what, this is going to blow your mind. You know how they got the three flavors? The three flavors that they're just blowing up in your face?
Chicken and waffles.
Uh-huh.
Asiago or whatever that one shit's called.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Oh, cool. And cheese, garlic,
I
bread.
I still haven't got to try two of those, and one I don't want to try. So, but this is a whole new flavor that's just on the shelf. Brand new flavor.
What?
Roasted garlic and sea salt.
How were they?
I haven't tried them. Maybe we'll bust them out after this episode. Maybe, Lou, you want to bust them out on the episode?
Sure.
Either that
I'll
or
just go and get them.
And then we'll put...
The story is I bought some salsa con queso dip, chili con queso dip, just in case they were that awful because nothing goes bad with chili con queso.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to know that. All right. Well, if you get those chips, you better hurry because we're just about done with this episode, and then we got to go get us some... Pizza Now. We forgot to mention those guys yet, except for in a little pizza ditty at the beginning. Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. Oh,
they're
you got
wavy lays. They're
whoa.
Wavy lays.
Maybe that's why they're roasted garlic and sea salt. Now, do you think that this is actually salt from the sea? Or do they make a fake sea salt that they just call sea salt because of the way that it's made?
It's just a dash of sea salt.
Oh. Well, obviously it's awesome because on the top of that package there it says great new flavor.
This says, I'm looking at the ingredients, roasted garlic and sea salt seasoning, which is sea salt, buttermilk, skim milk, sunflower oil, sour cream, brown sugar, sugar dried spices, spices, maltodextrin, roasted garlic. Maltodextrin made from corn, by the way. Roasted garlic, butter, yeast extract, citric acid, natural flavors, whey, cheddar cheese.
That's way too many ingredients,
and
man.
Milk, protein, concentrate, lactic acid, and anesthetic extracts.
Dude, it's got acid in it? Let me try some.
So it's just a roasted flavor, roasted garlic and sea salt flavoring on them.
Well, isn't that what all chips are?
I think that's what everything is, isn't it?
It's just something with a chip.
Ah.
It says, the more the merrier.
It smells like garlic.
It's perfect night. The perfect chip for a perfect night, but unfortunately it's the daytime right now, so. I always lick a chip first before I eat it. You chip licker? Pretty garlicky.
Whoa. First I got the sour cream and onion kind of flavor.
It's not too bad, actually. This is what we do. We eat chips on the podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Now we're doing chip. Our very own Dame Drops.
All right, now we're at that point.
Them chuckles was huge, man. It's like kapuya. That flavor was huge.
Now we're at that point. Can we actually just eat one?
I have willpower. I'll try it.
I'm fine.
It says you can't just eat one.
I'll try it, but I want one.
Very good.
So this has turned into a new flavor into can we really just have one? Does it still say that one on there?
Bet you that can. Very much tastes like
it doesn't say it anymore.
The garlic bread. Doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It's a very garlic bread feel, like a nice crisped crust on a garlic bread. Mm. I like them.
Butter.
Those
and
are really good.
Butter and
salt. I don't know
salt.
If I could eat a ton of them, which
but
is probably good.
But could you eat just one? It doesn't say that anymore. So someone must have actually called them on it.
Ah, well, it's not good for kids to gamble.
Okay, here's a quick quiz for you guys. How many chips do you think is a serving size?
Oh, geez.
16.
That's close. Yep, about 12. Good job. I almost reached in for another one just without even thinking of it.
I know. That's how they can't. That's why they bet you.
Oh, I'm licking my fingers.
Is there any way you could put them somewhere else?
Is there a time period?
Nope, that's not part of the deal. We each get to hold it for 30 seconds.
You could even smell it
and say a fact about
it. If you want to test yourself.
If you had, well, this, how many servings are in this bag? How many chips do you think are in this bag?
Well, there's 12. In a serving, uh-huh. So I'd say there's probably 18, no, 10 servings? No. Yeah, 120 chips.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
And we just had three.
I know, so that's 117.
God, there's 117 in there.
Chips are in there just chilling.
Take a look at them, Lance, but don't smell them because that'll make you...
It says guaranteed fresh.
He put his finger in the bag. He almost grabbed one.
He was just straightening it out so he could read it. That's all he did. So you guys, if you're in the store and you see these roasted garlic and sea salt wavy Lays, they're actually pretty damn good.
They're way better than chicken and waffles ones.
They're wavy better.
I almost want to just eat better. The picture.
Yeah. And the wavy ones are so thick, too. They got a lot of that potato and the carb flavor, which is the bread. Yeah.
And if we're not going to eat any more of those... We're going to have to go get some pizza.
It sticks in your teeth for a while, too, so that's kind of fun.
There's an extra piece I'm working on getting out right now. That'll be like
I
a bonus.
Could I save these and we only have one each show?
Wow.
What would that be like? Wow.
That would be dispelling the
That'd
myth.
That'd be 120, and so you figure...
Three? That'd be 40 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do a whole season.
Yeah, it's a whole season's worth.
And that way we could dispel mini myths. Is there really 120 chips in there?
Yeah, dude.
Can you really just eat one?
But it seems like you're kind of setting yourself up for someone just freaking out and eating a bunch of them.
Yeah, like someone will sneak in your house.
Is that going to be like
Well, that's going to be me because I'm here all the time.
Dave's going to do it on Wednesday.
It's going to be me, like, after you guys leave.
We'll get Dan Paul Schaefer on here. He's like, I'm leaving until I have at least two of those chips.
Dude, I would like to say that PTP accepted our invitation to the event of the Portland
road cool. trip. Awesome. Patrick Thomas Perkins took
me
a second.
He also liked a couple statuses that I threw up, one being that I was looking for rappers, and I asked him, hey, MC PTP, are you down for rapping some weed rhymes?
Did you say yeah?
He didn't respond.
Ah. Well, here's this. Don't get too enthused when PTP likes one of your statuses.
I already realized that.
He likes everybody's. If you could like a status twice, he would like
but
it twice.
But I just figure that he's an easy guy to make to laugh, because I figure he likes it if he thinks it's funny.
And he smokes a lot of weed, so he is an easy guy to make him laugh.
Well, that's cool. You know,
and he's missing three vertebrae.
If
so
he
that's
likes
cool.
my status, I figure he liked my joke.
He's missing three vertebrae, so don't fuck with him.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that'll be cool. I'm going to try to – I'm pretty sure he will come down there if they're in the area. I'm going to try to get Don Frost to come down and Todd Armstrong and Will Woodruff. And, you know, maybe we could go to one of their houses if they – you know, we could move around. And then you know what's going on that night?
Uh-huh.
Harvey's open mic.
Nice.
Maybe we could go to that afterwards.
All right.
Make a night of it. We'll do a podcast at Harvey's.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you should have us in here to do one of your shows because we're wildly popular.
What's –
Wow, man.
I got another on one of your threads. I got it. Now that's funny.
I saw that from Dennis. Yeah. You said when you download a lot from a torrent site, it's called a torrential downpour.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me don't ever pay for movies. Just download it for free at piratebay.com. Django Unchained watched it weeks ago for free. Whatever, dude. I'm not
on
that.
A shaky cam?
Arg, matey. I don't watch it. I'm not pirating. I pirate music. I don't like downloading movies because I heard it fucks your shit up, but a lot of people do it.
I don't. It's just easier just to go to Amazon or something or Netflix, and I got enough avenues of shows to watch for the most part that it never really occurs to me like to go and need to see the new Batman right away or whatever, you know?
Some people are just all about the torrents. They don't have TV. They don't have Netflix.
I watched a lot of movies, maybe.
Wow.
But I don't know.
Right on. Well, shit, we should go get some pizza. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions.
And Superfan Videos this week.
Yes, go to his website. Or you can go to Sick Daddy, right? Or
SickDaddy.com/Superfan.
Yeah, and he's got over 200 videos of local and national acts as well. Videos that he's taken at shows locally. And
he's
so check
also,
that out.
He's also DJing at SickDaddyRadio.com.
Yeah, he's doing the music podcast, and if you'd like to get your band on there, you should contact him. So you got a website for a Superfan, or has he just got a Facebook? Jared Nelson.
Yeah, you can go to sickdaddy.com/superfan, take you to his YouTube page. You could
probably leave a comment on there or something, or maybe go to his Facebook, and I don't know. Why were we? Oh, yeah, because if you want your band on a Sick
Daddy. Oh, yeah.
Well,
if you want to submit any tracks, MP3s, just send them to musicguy185@yahoo.com.
Wow.
Oh, that was impressive.
Yeah, you weren't even reading that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so, he's got quite a few track submissions. He's got that stuff going on.
I was trying to say what you were saying.
Did you put the reverb up or something?
The reverb.
Yeah, go check out flyjelly.com. Lots of cool little things there. And terrygile.com. There's one show up. I'm going to do a comedy show coming up. Can you believe it? And other than that, I think we're done for today. I hope you guys have an awesome Monday.
I'd like to encourage people to go to Montana and check out the Glacier National Park. Nearly 50 glaciers, glacier fed streams and lakes. You could go on excursion boat cruises and go snowshoeing. Call them at 406-888-5441.
And today's episode was also brought to you by our newest sponsor from an Australian meat market, Down Under Cooked Pork of the Month Club. From our plate to yours, get Down Under Cooked Pork today. Thanks for being on the show, Lance.
Hey, no problem. Can I have a plug?
Sure.
Right. I got Grief Hammer practice coming up Wednesday.
Sweet.
So,
come by the car wash and check it out.
See,
we'll be rocking the week.
Going,
yeah.
So.
Rocking the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Get your car washed.
Yeah.
But not while you guys are in the middle of a song, right?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
We won't be able to hear it. Tune in on Wednesday for a hump day episode with Blazer Wookie. The D is silent.
DeWookie? Hey, everybody. Terry here with your list of events of upcoming. You want to go to some of these? You don't want to get caught with your dick in your hand or with your meat loafing. On Wednesday, April 24th, at the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with host Seth Milstein, 9 p.m., 21 and over, $5 suggested donation. Thursday, April 25th, Comedy as Advertised with host Seth Milstein at the Granary in Eugene. Sunday, April 28th, at Sam Bond's Garage, Bleepin' Funny with Stand-Up Comedy with Terry Gile and about a dozen others. And your hostess with the mostest, Lee Ann Jashaway, for a clean comedy show. That's 8 p.m., 21 and over, and it's free. May 4th, Amy Schumer at the McDonald Theater in Eugene, Oregon. Also May 4th, at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, Oregon, the whitest kids you know. They are white. May 9th, Jay and Silent Bob at the Baghdad Theater in Portland, Oregon. May 11th, you have a couple choices. You could go to Rotten Sound and Black Breath at the Branx in Portland, Oregon, or you could go see Bill Cosby at the Arlene Schnitzer Hall in Portland, Oregon, or you can go to both. May 15th, Hypocrisy, Christian, Aborted Starkill Arsis at the Branx in Portland, Oregon. May 16th, Uznia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight at Lucky's in Eugene, Oregon. May 18th, Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus at Rotcher in Portland, Oregon. May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, Magruder Grind at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland, Oregon. May 24th, Primus, Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene, Oregon. And May 28th, Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock at Star Theater in Portland. Go out and see all these shows or get caught with your dick in your hand. TadCastPodcast.com.